I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, all right. We do a podcast for you as we do every goddamn day. Well, not Saturday and Sunday, but today. Right.
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. Oh, absolutely. Quick update to something that came up in the warm-up show.
Yeah.
Which, at the start of the warm-up show, I had mentioned how occasionally you'll get an Amazon driver who will ring your doorbell.
Yes, you'll hear all about this coming up in about 15 minutes. Yeah.
But so I was like, oh, I wonder if there's a way for me to go on my Amazon app to make it so they don't ring my doorbell. Because really, out of every 10 deliveries, maybe one time they ring the doorbell. But last night they rang the doorbell at 9:50.
You have settings?
I go through settings. I see nothing. So then I Google it to see how I do it. And there's no way to shut it off. But on the Amazon policy, it says an Amazon driver may ring your door or knock on your door between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. So this guy was out of his...
9:50.
This guy was past his... I wonder when he rang...
We're fired. I'm kidding.
I must have... I wonder if when he hit the button, he was like, oh, damn, it's 9:50.
Maybe.
He could have lost track of time.
Maybe.
You know, just got used to...
Yeah. It's possible.
Bringing the package up there, ringing the bell.
He's just in his work day.
Yeah. Can't win either way, right? If he doesn't ring the bell, someone could say, you know, you just threw my package on the porch.
Yes.
A porch pirate stole it. If he rings the bell, he's waking you up.
That's true.
Tough spot for him, Jerry. I'm just saying, I did get some clarification, so you can get your doorbell rung 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I will tell you, and this is a compliment to you today, you're quite chipper for someone that had your terrible sleep, which your sleep's already bad. You had your bad sleep interrupted.
Yeah, I don't know why.
When you weren't expecting it.
Correct.
And for a different reason, so quite chipper today.
Thank you, Jerry.
Must be the sunny weather outside.
It's the beautiful, warm climate we live in.
God.
So yesterday, I finally have had it with dog poop in the neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, it's not legal. I'm saying it is illegal.
To leave it.
To let your dog poop in public and to leave it.
Yeah.
It just is, for whatever reason.
Disgusting.
Yeah. And I'm sure this happens around various towns. It's all over my town. In particular, my section of the neighborhood, there's a lot of dog poop.
That's terrible.
Yeah, really terrible. It really picks up in the winter because there aren't as many people around.
And it's also probably people that are winter renters that don't care.
Thank you, winter renters. Exactly, Jerry.
Yeah. Would be my opinion.
They're new. I see a lot of new people walking dogs. And I try to size up, based on the size of the poop, who it could be. So I finally ordered, and they were delivered, cameras that I'm going to be putting in my windows that look outside.
Oh, boy.
I am going to catch... the pooper. I've had it. I've had enough.
I don't blame you.
But my question was...
What are you going to do about it? Are you really going to go confront them?
That's a great question. What do you do about it? Because it's a $250 fine.
You could post it, I suppose.
post it, or I can, I was trying to think, I hate calling the police on dumb things. So I was trying to Google, and it really goes town by town as to how they handle this. Like in some towns of New Jersey, the health department handles this.
Okay.
In other towns, the sanitation department handles it.
Oh.
And in other towns, the police department. So I want to properly.
This would be good if it's not the police for you.
Yeah, I agree. But I have a feeling.
A new department you can start annoying.
I totally agree, Jerry. I'm hoping it's not the police department.
If it's the health department, it's perfect.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. So what I want to do is get video and then be able to then know who it is, know where they live. Okay. Then I can connect to the authorities. Here's a video proof. Here's where they live. Go knock on their door.
And here's my invoice for doing correct your job.
I was going to post something on the Bradley Beach Forum, but people will take the side of the person
once
who's
again
leaving dog poop on the ground.
Once again, they win.
Yeah. That's what they're going to decide. I'm not even doing it.
So funny.
Yeah, because people will be like,
how about this?
Hey,
on
man.
A, how about on the Facebook of Bradley Beach page, you post the video?
Oh, they'll be, this is
very
against,
simply, are you guys okay with this? That's it.
And I'll get, this is someone's privacy. Maybe they didn't
don't
have
show
a
their
bag.
Face. Don't show their face.
Right.
If you don't show their face, it's fine. That's
yeah
it.
But then I imagine like people then purposely having their dogs poop on my lawn. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But I'm going to have you all on videotape.
That's true.
Because I get, I ordered my camera yesterday, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be so awesome.
God, you need a, well, I guess this is your hobby.
Yeah, it is my hobby. Like this when is people will say, do you have nothing better to
none
do?
Of you.
I don't. I want to do this. Even if I had better things to do, this would take priority.
I love how you answer that question.
Because I think it's important. You can't have dog poop
no, it's the, I'm with
all
you
over
it's,
the place.
It's gross. I totally agree. I have, luckily in my neighborhood, I had not come across that. We have a lot of people that walk their dogs. You can see everyone's got the thing in their hand, the plastic bag in their hand.
Yeah.
And I've never come across a floating poop.
Oh, yeah. No, it's all over here, Jerry. So
I'm sorry.
Or
to hear that.
I could. What I really, here's what I properly should do. I should get on video the person who does it. When I see them, say, hey, I noticed you didn't pick up your dog poop. That is should be a fine. If I see it again, I'm going to turn you in.
And they're going to turn you into the hospital with a black eye.
Yeah, I don't deserve that. It's just for following
people
the rules.
People are nuts.
People are nuts.
People are nuts. You don't know who you're dealing with and what their day is like and when they've reached their limit.
Right. Now, a summer or two ago, I actually saw somebody not pick up their poop.
I remember the story.
And I knew it
you
was.
You followed them.
I followed them. Because, you know the only reason why, Jerry? Older guy that I knew. When I say older, I mean grandfatherly. I knew he couldn't beat me up. So I said, okay, and I know where he lives because I knew the dog, and I had suspected them, and then I saw it, and I went over. I said, hey, you got to go pick that up. He goes, oh, yeah, I forgot. I go, no, you didn't. I go, because you do it all the time. I said, not a single person in this house picks up poop. And how about this, Jerry? One of my current suspects is renting that house right now.
Really?
He's on one of my current suspects.
It's a poop zone.
You should have saw me yesterday. Gina came over for dinner. And I saw a guy walking a dog, and I said, hang on, hang on. I jumped out of my seat, and I looked out my window to see if I go, this is one of my, I said to her, this is one of my prime suspects. This is what I'm doing.
You're watching a lot of crime documentaries.
I know. I really wish there were a way, and there is no way to do this. If I could, you know, you watch the, what's the show you like?
Law and Order.
Law and Order. If there were a way, Jerry, for me to DNA sample the poop.
Oh, come on.
But I
now
can't.
Nor would you. That's disgusting.
You don't know that.
Why don't you get a big siren? So you got the camera.
Okay.
So now when you see someone that has the dog poop and they start walking away yeah without cleaning up, you hit it.
And then if I could talk outside of it. Yeah, like get a speaker out there. Please go back and pick up your dog poop.
They wouldn't know where it's coming from, but it would be, hey, you in the blue shirt.
I had an idea of starting like a neighborhood watch.
Oh, my God.
Just for dog poop. Where
poop watch.
Yeah, like if I could get a list of all residents who want to be involved, all residents that have an outdoor camera
mm-hmm
and where they're located. So then I could say, I was on the corner of Lorraine and Ocean, and there's dog poop. Does anyone have a camera in that area? Then they could look into it.
I feel for you. Because I admire what you're doing.
Thank you.
But I also think you're crazy.
Maybe. Maybe a little crazy.
A little bit.
Sometimes I get, you know, I get locked in on things, Jerry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Got an email from somebody that I wanted to. He asked if we could discuss this, Jerry.
I like when we get these.
All right.
Tells me people are listening.
It involves, you know, we've talked about restaurants where you spend a lot of money and it doesn't seem worth it and all these different things. So this comes from a man named Matt.
Okay.
He says, hi, loyal post-game pod listener since 2019.
Wow.
Been meeting to write you guys for a while about various miscellaneous topics, but tonight something occurred that I thought was right up yours and Jerry's wheelhouse. I am looking for advice on how to handle a complete shit show of a birthday dinner I took my fiance out to last night.
Uh-oh.
I specifically picked a restaurant. Now, this is meals between $60 and $90 a plate.
Ooh.
So looking for about $300 with drinks, tip, dessert, that sort of thing. Because he was, because of multiple options, I thought my fiance would be interested in this place. All day I was hyping up the fact that I was excited for her to see how this restaurant had so many options she'd like. When we arrived, the menu was not what I had seen on the restaurant's website.
Oh.
And the open table site where I made the reservations. We powered through, and when the waitress took our order, of course, the one item my fiance wanted was not on the menu.
Oh.
At that point, my own fiancé was feeling awful that she was about to order a very pricey meal, which we both knew she wouldn't be interested in. We powered through. But when she ordered the new plate, she was denied a vegetable sub. She wanted asparagus in place of Brussels sprouts, and the slip-ups kept occurring. Bread was brought to the table after soup.
Oof.
Steak was extremely undercooked, and when we asked the waitress about it, she was shocked at how the slab of meat made it out of the kitchen. When it came back, it was the same piece of filet all cut up on the plate, but pushed together as if it were a new dish with a new garnish. I never returned plates, but was kind of expecting a newly made plate. At this point, my question to you and Jerry is, how do I rectify this situation? I am not a frequent corporate Karen, and I honestly don't even think I would want a gift card with this new menu. We even overheard another waitress complaining about a table of regulars about how the new chef instituted a menu that customers are not happy with. They were once known for letting customers make changes to dishes, and the strict no substitution policy patrons aren't a fan of now. Thank you in advance. What do you do, Jerry?
A couple
things here, right?
Well, the only thing I would do, and I know what I would do. I'd never go back, number one.
Right.
If you want action in terms of letting them know it, I'd write an email or mm-hmm. a letter, but being very clear, like, I will not return.
Right.
I don't want your gift card. I just want you to know that the place has gone to hell, and this crap is not the way you run a restaurant. And that's it. I'd say my piece, and I'd never go back.
Would you do a review where others can see it?
You could. I don't like doing that because I don't like ruining people's lives
right.
and businesses. But in this case, especially if you heard other people complaining and the waitress seemed surprised, and perhaps I might. You know.
What do you think about this idea? What would you expect? You get a steak. It comes out. You cut it up. You go like, wow, this thing is like purple. And you send it back. Would you expect that same steak back? Already cut, like that you cut up, or would you expect a new steak?
I would probably expect the same steak back.
Actually. Yeah, I'm trying to think whether I would or not.
Yeah, and if it was cooked or heated to be cooked or whatever, then I might eat it. If it came back the same, I might ask for the check and get up and leave.
Yeah.
I don't know. Charge me, you got to charge me. I'm getting the hell out of here. This place is awful.
Yeah, I think in that situation, if I cut up the steak and it needed to be cooked more, I think I would expect the steak back. What I never used to expect is like if I would get like, let's say I ordered a burger.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no cheese. And it came with cheese. And I really couldn't eat cheese. It was disgusting to me. Occasionally, when I would send it back, they'd just scrape the cheese off.
Right, you could do that.
And there'd be cheese remnants on it. Mm-hmm. In that case, I would expect a new burger.
I agree. I 100% agree with
you.
Because now you're talking about lactose intolerant. Maybe your body, you're allergic. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would expect, and a burger doesn't cost a lot of money. Make me a new one.
Right.
So, but in that case, especially if it's like a $50 or $60 cut, you could tell right when you cut into it immediately what it looks like.
Yeah.
I would expect it to come back.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say you said you would write to the restaurant privately.
Maybe.
Privately. Yeah. Let's say you got a response back that was like, we don't need you here anyway. Then would you go public with a review?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Yeah. And I wouldn't lie or I wouldn't exaggerate. I would explain exactly how my night was. That's it.
That does suck. Like, it seems like this fella was like, I'm going to spend $300. This is going to be a nice birthday dinner. We're all in. He did all the legwork, Jerry. He's looking at the menus, something the fiance is going to love.
It's really amazing whether it's going out for dinner, whether it's a vacation, could be a flight where the pilot tells you we're going to have a really bumpy ride, and it turns out to be the smoothest ride you've ever had. It's happened to me numerous times this winter. When your expectations are set high, it's unbelievable how places under-deliver. And then when you don't think anything of anything, sometimes they turn out to be the best experiences you ever had.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, sometimes you'll see a resort online and it just looks amazing. And you get there and you're like, it's all right. Like, this is it. Like, I'll tell you, like, a good example. When we went to Texas, stayed in a hotel in, what's that beach?
Galveston.
Thank you. The pictures made it look like we were going to a 5-star resort. Now, in fairness, we weren't spending any time there, so it really was a place to sleep. I had the whole week planned out. I never had a day where we were spending at the pool, nothing like that. But I remember saying, hey, if we don't like the beach, this place is pretty cool if we want to have a pool day. We got there. Rooms were great. No problem with that, and the restaurant was fine. But I remember the next morning, we went outside. I'm like, this is it? They made it look like this monster pool resort, And it was the way they took the angles of the photos. I'm like, this is for like 12 people. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was nice, but it was so much smaller. I was like, damn, if I would have come here thinking we were going to spend 3 days at the pool and getting drinks, like, I would have been pissed. It was fine. But man, sometimes you have great expectations and stuff goes to crap. And then when you don't think anything of anything, you have the best time ever.
Or if you don't like this guy, it seems like he put in a lot of work beforehand.
Yes.
I'm big on that, right? Do all the research, and then it sucks. Yep. And then, like you say, other times you might do no research. You just roll up like, we'll just find a hotel in Galveston when we get there, and it'll be this great place.
Yeah.
You're right. It's all about expectations. When you go in with high expectations, tough to match it.
And now, sometimes they are matched. There's no question about that. Sometimes you get there, and I'll give you a good example. That golf course in Las Vegas, I played with Boomer and Greg. I'd never been there before. Greg talked about it like it was the end-all, be-all. And I'm thinking, I'm sure it's nice, given who sent us there.
But maybe he oversold it.
But come on. And then you get there, and it's like, holy crap, this place is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So in that case, it held up. But I'll give you an example. You talk about planning things. Kim's birthday, I think it was it 2020? It was right before the pandemic. So it was either 2019 or 2020. I don't remember. And at the time, I was doing commercial reads for, was it Orbitz? I forget. It was 1010 Winds at the time. So I had a deal with them where I got a good discount on rooms. So I wound up taking me and her and three of our couples, friends, to Borgata. I got the rooms for a really good rate. I paid for the rooms. It was her birthday. Took everybody out for dinner.
That's nice.
And I got tickets to the comedy show. Everybody's having a blast. We go to the comedy show. To me, I couldn't wait to go to the comedy show because there was one, I forget the name, but there was one comedian that I specifically liked. It was a bore fest to where we left. And the night came to a screeching halt because it was awful. We had so much fun at dinner, so much fun before dinner, so much fun in between dinner and the comedy show, gambling and drinking. And then we went to the comedy show and it was like, ugh. Talk about, that was the one thing I couldn't wait for, and it was the worst thing of all.
Right, that was the one part of the thing you were like, this is going to be awesome.
Almost single-handedly ruined the night.
Right.
We left, we were fine, but that could have been the killer.
Right, but you had to do a comeback situation. You left there, and you're like, okay, we got to regroup here.
Yes, 100%.
We got to regroup.
Ended up, that night went to like 4 o'clock in the morning. We wound up having a wonderful time, but man, the only thing I was really looking forward to was the worst part of the evening.
Yeah.
I mean, and by far, it was awful.
Yeah, it's so nice when you get surprised at something being good.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, if I go along with Gina to something she wants to do that I'm really not interested in, and I go in even with a bad attitude, and you're like, well, it's pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's nice.
That Friends experience I took her, Kim, to for her birthday, I went there thinking, I mean, I hope I'm not wasting money. I didn't know what to expect. And it turned out to be a blast. It's a nice little bonus.
Yes, right. Nice little bonus.
It was. It was good.
That Friends is on HBO Max now.
Oh, is it really?
They have, I guess they have the rights to the Friends
series.
Well, it
ran through Netflix already.
Yeah.
So I guess now they sold it to HBO Max. They're making so much money from that show.
Those shows like then, like Seinfeld, how many times that's been sold, and Friends, that's got to be the two biggest ones.
And all over the world.
And everyone loves Raymond, I think, yeah. Is big on that.
Dumbly.
Yeah, all over the world, right. They were able to go from TV to syndication,
yeah,
to VHS to DVD to streaming.
Yep. And making a lot of money along the way. Every step.
Every step.
And will make money until they die.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, Cheers, I think. I think Ted Danson still gets paid from Cheers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, especially they're all on those, you know, there's like a lot of free streaming apps like,
yeah,
Tubi, right? Pluto TV.
Pluto TV is pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't use it as my only source because it's a lot of old television.
Yeah.
But you want to go watch the Dick Van Dyke Show, you go to Pluto. You want to watch Andy Griffith Show with the little Ron Howard, there it is.
And they're all on demand, like you can pick episodes or no?
There's like the Survivor Channel. It's not on demand. It's live.
Right, so if you want to watch like Survivor's always available.
Yes.
But it might be the middle of an episode when you turn. Okay, that's I don't mind that.
And it's like live TV. Like it goes to the, you can't choose which episode of Survivor want. When you turn it on, it's already going. And then the next one comes on when it's over.
Yeah, I don't mind that so much.
It's okay. They got like I Love Lucy on there. They've got Bewitched. I said Andy Griffith. Dick Van Dyke. It's pretty good. They got the game shows on there.
One of them has like a Johnny Carson channel.
That one too.
Yeah.
They have that.
That's weird looking back on some of those things.
Yeah, I think they've got Letterman too. The old Letterman shows. I'm almost certain of it. I haven't gone to Pluto in a while, but I'm pretty sure they have old Letterman shows.
That I would watch.
Yeah.
Letterman from the 80s.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That was right.
Paul Reiser as a young man doing stand up.
Yeah, I watched all like when Richard Lewis passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a bunch of Richard Lewis on talk shows clips, like Richard Lewis on with Johnny Carson, on with Letterman. It was so wild to see somebody looking so young. Like we're in an era now where we have really clear video of somebody in their 80s and when they were in their 20s. Like the video quality in that span of life was really strong, right? When you put on some of the things from like the 50s or something, the it's a little murky, the video.
Sure.
But so it's really strange to like see like young Richard Lewis on Letterman and then see him in his last days filming Curb.
It doesn't look like the same person.
No.
I know.
It's really strange.
Yeah, I know. And then it seems like people now age very quickly at the end of their life.
Yeah.
It's almost like you look the same, you look the same, you look the same. Oh, shoot, he aged quick.
Yep.
And that's usually when your body probably starts failing.
Yeah. Your body's like, this is enough.
There was a thing, was it Honus Wagner? I forget who it was. One of these Twitter follows that I enjoy. It's like old-time baseball films. I forget
what. Oh, films.
Yeah, I forget what it is. They'll have like real footage of Babe Ruth. I think it was Honus Wagner, but maybe not. The video is of this old legendary player. I'm just not 100% sure if it was him or not. And he was 51 at the time. He looks like he's 151. It's amazing.
He was doing what? Talking about
his career. He was talking about baseball.
Yeah.
And his career. And it's like, wow, look at this. Black and white, but he looks so old. And then underneath, it's like a 51-year-old. Again, I don't remember who it was. I can probably figure it out. But that's what we always talk about is how nutrition and medicine, and it's just different. Everything's different.
Do you ever look at old videos of yourself or your family?
I don't have any.
Yeah.
I don't. The only thing I could put, I don't have a VHS tape or player. So the only, I was going to say, the only thing I could possibly pop into the would be my wedding video. I do have that, but I can't play it anywhere. I'd have to get it transferred over to DVD and play it on the computer, I suppose. I don't know. I tell you, Al, I don't know that I have anything.
No, it's funny. Even like in my, I remember when, let's say when VCRs were popular, and we were watching things on VCR, and then we would be filming on VHS. It's like my parents had all these films, or these like family films, but they were on things we couldn't play.
Yeah,
that was the previous generation. It's like, oh well, we have these films. We don't have a film projector that plays. It's like we're always missing the previous generations,
because it gets outdated
hardware. We have the software.
Costco does a transfer things.
Yeah,
I just have never done it. I should do our wedding video before, if it's even. By the way, if it even still works, that tape could be, I don't know.
Right. Oh,
they might pop in a bit. Yeah, no, this is dead.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've never watched my wedding video. I should probably do that once.
Yeah.
You know, especially now. It's, what is it, 25 years? 25 years. I should probably pop that in.
My father at one point got all the VHS tapes to DVD.
He did.
But now they're like, now you got to search for a DVD player.
But you can put it in your laptop. Don't the laptops still have
most of them still do.
And if not, our desktops, desktops still have a DVD player.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's not easy. Not easy.
Not only that, like nothing's edited. So it's just like, here's a 2-hour birthday party. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. So I think my wedding video is literally 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not sifting through that.
No way.
And I know Kim's dad used to do a lot of videoing of events. That's probably where I would see myself, because I remember when I came into the picture, he was big with the camcorder. But those are all on the now. All right, now we're talking about different things. Not a full VHS tape, the small one that you had to put into an adapter.
Yes.
He's got, I know he's since passed, but I mean hundreds of tapes about, you know, family life and even when I was around starting in the early 90s. Crazy.
Yes, very crazy.
I don't know if I want to see myself.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
Ooh, tomorrow's Friday.
How about that?
That's what I'm talking about, people. If you're listening to this right now, tomorrow's Friday. Celebrate and live, damn it. Soar!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.